Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everyone, and happy Thursday to you all. Thank you for tuning in to The Artist Loft on Blog Talk Radio. My guest tonight is Ms. Demetria Brown. My co-host is, as always, Tito, Dr. Lodge. We all call him Tito. Dr. Jonathanius T. Lodge. So you guys, hello, how you doing?
Hello, good evening.
Doing very fine. How are you?
I'm great, Tito. I'm great. We've got a guest tonight, Ms. Demetria Brown, and she's been through some hard times in her life, and we're going to discuss some of the problems and some of the solutions, hopefully, that we can help her with tonight, and to help her to walk through it, to have a better understanding of what her love is for herself and the happiness that she needs to have within her spirit. So I'm going to start tonight by saying hello to everyone out there. Bless my families and the families of you guys as well. Bless those that have lost people in the COVID-19 and in other ways of crime. So we all have a silent prayer moment for you guys, and we wish that you all, you know, safe and happy endings, and for your peacefulness to stay with you and for your strength to always prevail. Tito, would you like to begin?
Well, yes, I do. I like to welcome everyone. Well, first, Mrs. Brown, let her know that you and I, we have been anticipating her on the show for tonight and looking forward for a friendly dialogue with her. And I'd like to welcome everyone in the audience that is listening, that are listening to us. And we thank you so much for your support. We need it. And like you to always call us, let us know how we can best support you too. So, you know, union is power. And let's go and have a good evening. An evening
Absolutely.
Of joy and entertainment.
Absolutely. So I'm going to start in with the questions that I have for you, Demetria. And we have about maybe 3 minutes in between the times, and then we'll go into a commercial break, put some music, and we'll be back. Give everybody a time to... We'll do about maybe 15 minutes, Tito, of broadcasting, and then we'll go into a break and come back with Tito and myself. So the questions I have for you tonight, when did you begin? Well, let's just say this. You were having some problems in your relationship and your marriage, and these things evolved into a divorce. So I wanted to ask you, when did you begin to notice the signs of a behavioral change in your spouse?
I really began to notice the changes when we began to have more arguments, difference of opinions about things, and him staying out late at night. And like I said, it was just seemed like it was picking arguments on purpose intentionally. So that drew the attention to kind of figure that something was going on with the marriage. I couldn't put my hand on it. Of course, unfortunately, it turned into finding out there were multiple affairs. But the difference of him, the way he was responding to me, became very, very negative. So it kind of drew me to the point of thinking that something was happening different in our marriage. I just couldn't pinpoint it.
Yes, I understand. And Tito, with that statement that she had, she just revealed to us, does stress have a big weight in the way she was feeling and that behavioral change that she had to deal with her husband? Tito?
Usually, I was going to add to this is that I do know for sure and without a doubt that each and every one of us who is alive today is being spiritually guided, and it has been so since though maybe before we were born. So that is one reason why I encourage everyone to cultivate their own spirituality, because messages are being sent to you, you receive them, and because you cannot understand them, they are spiritual, they are energies, and because you can't understand them, you just brush them aside, and they are the messages that would have prevented how you feel today to be. But you miss the opportunity. And also, there is a matter of communication in spouse relationship. You don't know how he has been feeling about you. But if there is no communication, you don't know. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
So this is when it comes to separation of in a marital relationship, it is one experience that can never be explained or fully explained. That's just the way it is, you know, because things had been happening long before you think you saw something. And when you saw something, why didn't you say something?
Oh, I did. I said,
you see what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. I totally agree.
So there's a lot, but however, the main thing is right now, Mrs. Brown, where do you go from here?
Right.
This is the question.
Exactly. Which will lead me to, my next question for you, Demetria. Thank you, Tito.
Yeah.
What is the point of happiness? Where do you stand now in happiness? How are you feeling now since these transitions have taken place and with the information of, you know, releasing your spirit to have a better point of view in your life, you know, versus what Tito said. So what is the point of your happiness now?
The point of my happiness right now in my life is just really well-being, healthy, being healthy in my mind, being healthy in my spirit, being healthy in my heart, and being able to embrace my future better. So what I'm doing for that to make my point of happiness, I've done multiple things. I've actually been into getting psychological help to get me in that more of a happy place. I do walking. I do listening to motivational speaking. I have learned to do personally, whether it be take a walk, whether it be, like I said, to listen to something motivational. I'm reading a book right now that's called Abundant Life Living, so it can get me in a better healthy place and happy place. I believe my purpose in being happy is in your well-being. That's the purpose of it.
Exactly. And for further, For exactly, and I feel you on that. And for further, I want to interject too. Further counseling, mm-hmm. you know, spiritual counseling, you can also contact Tito, Dr. Lodge, at his number 786-985-7229 if you need to talk, you know, for spiritual enlightenment and for a lot of things that he would cover as far as energies are concerned and how to utilize those energies. So, Tito, did you want to add something to that about her happiness? I'm going to go question, then Demetra, then you, Tito.
Yes. What I'd like to add to it, Mrs. Brown, it is I like to share with you. We are friends. We are talking.
Yes.
This is a dialogue,
yes.
and not an
yes.
interrogation. So my number one advice to you is for you to create and start nurturing a vision of your own. A vision is an energy. Your mind, only your mind can create. Your mind can create if you know the, or if you are educated to the wisdom that will enable you to do so, which is not a problem whatsoever because those are available. You need to have a vision of your own. Why? Because the energy, vision is an energy. The rest of your life, no one, you and I right now, we have not a clue about what will be happening in the next 20 minutes in the world. We don't know. So future, we can only create belief energies for the future, faith and beliefs. Now, back to vision. You need to have a vision of your own. Why? Because you need help. You need spiritual help. You cannot do this alone. You cannot do, even with a spouse, you cannot do this alone. You need spiritual help. Talk with Gigi.
Yeah.
Okay? After the show. You need spiritual help. Your vision will help you. It's your energy. You are the leader. It will help you. However, you've got to be the leader.
Right. Sure.
Exactly.
You've got to be the leader. He has to look up to you. And tell you what, we all get started each day in the when we wake up and ended at night. Next day the same way. So don't you think that you are late in doing anything? No, today is today. This is your harvest for the day.
Exactly. I agree.
Let me go in for this quick break right quick. Just stay right there, you guys. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to The Artist Loft. We're live on the air tonight on Blog Talk Radio. My guest is Ms. Demetra Brown. My co-host is Dr. Johnsenius T. Lodge, Jr. That number to call in if you would like to come in and intervene on what we're talking about tonight as far as happiness is concerned and what two magical words in a relationship are very important to people in relationships or marriages. That was the topic for tonight. That number to call in is 516-387-1543. We're going to go in for a brief moment of music, and we'll be right back. You guys, hold on. Go get your water or whatever, and we'll be right back. Coming up is Miss Celine Dion. Enjoy. Mm-hmm. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Miss Celine Dion, and I think that the song was appropriately played tonight for Miss Demetria Brown. You are alive, Miss Brown, and your life begins with every day that you awaken. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to The Artist Law. This is Gigi Adams Evans and my host, Dr. Johnsonius T. Lodge Jr., better known as Tito. We're discussing relationships, divorces, with Miss Demetria Brown tonight, who has been through a series of changes, stress levels, and taking time off from her job to get used to the situation of moving on by herself with her kids and trying to make life better for herself because of the bad relationship and the bad relationship in her marriage. She had to focus on herself. And so tonight we're discussing how she's accumulating happiness in her life and how she's moving on. If you'd like to call in, the number is 516-387-1543 if you would like to add to your trials and tribulations of being divorced, stress levels that you have, the counseling, and all of those things that go in between a bad relationship. When one person tries, the other person really tries to reject you because you're trying to make it work. And we find that often in a lot of marriages and relationships. So, Dee, let me get off of the grid for a moment and ask you this question.
Okay. Yes,
not
ma'am.
On the list, but as far as counseling is concerned, how did you manage counseling with your ex?
Well, we were in counseling for multiple years, and I would say we have been married for 30 years, and within that 30-year time span, we went to counseling off and on for 20 years straight. And it was very difficult to try to manage the counseling because everything became very surface and not getting to the root of a lot of the issues that we were having in the marriage. And unfortunately, adultery and infidelity played a huge role. So within that, it was very difficult because I had a series of issues, of trust issues when it came to so many different areas, spiritually, emotionally, physically, you know, just knowing that there was people out there that he was actually involved with. So it was very difficult within our counseling sessions. But I myself was willing to do the work, and with him himself and all the other things that we had going on outside of the or within, I would say, within our marriage with children and going to work and finances. But the challenges that were in the council itself was very hard to deal with because he would not be honest. So it was a lot of dishonesty, a lot of betrayal still present, and it just became very, very difficult without the help that we needed. We had the help there, but it was just the things that weren't applied. A lot of things were not applied to our marriage to go to the next level and find a place of reconnecting with one another. There are just a lot of different facets that played a role in that. Like I said, the betrayal and everything was very difficult to deal with and me still trying to trust again, but we just couldn't get to the root of our issues.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Tito, do you have any interjections there?
Yes, I do. But to continue to what I was, my advice to Ms. Brown is that happiness is like a breeze. It comes if you miss it, you lose it. If you don't miss it, that's the only time you're going to experience it. Never again is everything's going to be the same. It's never going to repeat itself. However, contentment lasts forever.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because contentment is energy. Happiness is a moment. Contentment is energy. Energy don't die. They stay there as long as you are nurturing them. They are developing, etc. So, because you are now thinking and planning in her cultivating, creating and cultivating a vision of your own. You will know many good days, energies that will never energies that will always grow and be with you forever and ever. You can only be content when you are achieving, or when you achieve a goal. Yes, you have planned to visit Paris, and well, it's been so long you haven't renewed your passport. Today you get it, you have a new passport. You should sleep well. You achieve a goal that will further advance you towards achieving your vision. Your vision is to visit Paris. It is you to create your future, and you create your future by creating each of your day. And this is where I will encourage, where and how I would encourage you to get started from here.
Okay.
You are lighter. You can fly much faster. Do anything. Mm-hmm. You can do so much. Start living one day at a time. Forget about everything in the of the past. Sometimes in the future, your energies will reconcile with your past. But right now you are too busy building your future. Don't encourage any thought of that past experience to stay in your mind even for half of a second. The minute you see it, well, we will talk. The minute you see it, I'll tell you, I will share with you many ways you can do and whatsoever to give you an idea, you know, as you will work to create your own way. Because remember that you are unique. There is not a person on earth who knows how you are feeling right now. No one on earth ever been through what you are going through right now. Why? Because you are unique. You know, there are people who throw parties when they are separated in a marital relationship. So it's different for each person. You need to find out what it is. Well, who knows? Just in case, it could be you making mistakes. Because marriage, nothing is wrong with marriage. A marriage is a relationship. A marriage is an energy created by two human beings that want to, that choose to coexist forever, which is BS. You know, we don't know the future. We don't make plans like that, you know. But anyhow, the certain things I won't say, because words have power. Now, let's continue talking. Let's continue using words. You need, you are at the right position at the right time to move on, to start renewing your mind. That's the first thing. Oh, that's part of everything is first. Again, you live one day at a time. Don't think you're going to be busy. No. You know, your energies that you are creating, they are going to do to be part of your life, meaning that they will engage into what you're doing. and help out. You cannot see 5 minutes from now. They can see 50, 100 years from now.
Exactly.
To get help from them and they are your own, that's something you should look forward to do.
Mm-hmm.
Let me,
you know,
let me go ahead.
With them.
Okay.
Pardon?
That's true. We got a time scale here, Dr. Tito.
Okay.
Let me ask her a couple more questions and then you can interject because our time is of the essence. And please write his number down, 786-985-7229, for personal consideration. But I wanted to ask you, was there a lot of outside interferences while you were going through this process? Because I know that you were stressful, you know, and very down in your spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
you've already said that you had trust issues in the beginning. Mm-hmm. So I know that there was a lot of outside interference, more than likely. And were you also, two-part question, were you also under a lot of stress as you both engaged in this counseling? This, the first part of the question is, were there trust issues in your marriage? You said yes to that. Now, as far as the outside interference, let's hear about that outside interference. Because as Tito has said, you know, the energies that you have to use for yourself will help you to bring yourself back up to where you once were. So were there outside interferences?
See, that was the part that I was not aware of. I believe once I began to look at the marriage closely when we were in counseling, I realized that there were outside interferences that were dealing with other women on his job. So that's the only thing that I was aware of. That as far as inside the home, unfortunately, we dealt with pornography, unfortunately. So I believe that lust had to do with the trajectory of our marriage at hand, period. I just did it, just had to deal with personal issues on his part, and I just did the best I could do to deal with all the things that were coming at me from different perspectives when it had to do with home issues, as far as the pornography, when it had to do with side issues from women on his job. He just was not focused. And the only thing, those are the only two individuals I can definitely think of.
So how did you handle all of that?
That was my go-to was counseling. My go-to was counseling. I just went and said that could be the only means of getting me some help and getting us some help to get into a better place. The counseling was at hand to help us, but application is key, just like anything else. If you want to lose weight, if you want to have a better marriage, if you want to get any type of issue at hand to be better, you have to apply what you're learning. And that's what kept us in a very dark place and never coming out of it. We just never, the application was one-sided. We became a thief. So it became a very big seesaw. Mm-hmm. And just never got to a better place. Mm-hmm.
Right, exactly. I know that we discussed before the show about, you know, trust issues and communicating. And, again, this is a two-part question, and I'll give it back to Tito in a moment. Was there a lack of communication after his cheating? And the other part of the question is, how did you feel about forgiveness, and what did you do to try to cope with it? Because Tito and I talk a lot about forgiveness, you know.
Mm-hmm,
so
how did you handle
that?
The communication became very, I would say, stressful because we argued a lot just trying to get to a better place. Either others understand my disposition, because a lot of times when it comes to any type of betrayal, the other person will be telling you to get over it when you're trying to deal with it. So it was very hard to get him to see. He was not empathetic, for one. So he didn't take the point of getting on the other side. Like that, my mom would say, put someone else's shoes on so you can understand how they feel. So he wasn't very empathetic. So he did not understand what I was going through, which is brush it off by saying, get over it, move on, which we were not really dealing with the issues at hand. Me trying to get him to understand how I was feeling was very difficult because he was not empathetic. And the other part of the question was, I'm sorry, I didn't follow you. You also said what was the stressing coping mechanisms about forgiveness. Okay, forgiveness was not hard at all. The forgiveness part, because I loved him. I saw beyond all of the faults, all of the things that we did experience. I wanted to be in a better place for our marriage, so I fought for that. So I know that forgiveness is not because you're an advocate for what they did to you. You're not saying it's okay what they did to you, but I know forgiveness was an easier thing for me because of my faith in God and human being, just like I'm an imperfect human being. So forgiveness was not an issue at all. It was a disrespect and a dishonor. So forgiveness I never had an issue with because I stayed. I wanted things to work out between the two of us. So I loved, I forgave. Mm-hmm. There were triggers that did come up within the marriage that was hard for me to deal with. It could be anything, as if I see a program that may have on there about betrayal and adultery. So I would tell him, hey, today I'm not having a good day. And of course, he was not empathetic, so it was hard for him to think, and I was bringing it up to him or throwing it back in his face, but it wasn't that. It was just telling him, today I'm having a good day. Can you be more sensitive? And he didn't honor that. It was always thinking that I didn't forgive him, which has nothing to do with it. I really know that triggers had a lot to do with me telling him how I felt, not that I didn't forgive him, but I was just being human. Yeah.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very, very good. Very good answer, ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm. You're listening to the Artist Loft. Our call-in number is 516-387-1543. Our featured guest tonight is Miss Demetria Brown. We're talking about relationships and marriage, trust issues, cheating, and stress levels that a divorced woman has to go through in order to get her life back together again. If you'd like to call in, the number is 516-387-1543. Our host, co-host tonight is Dr. John Phineas T. Lodge, Jr. Tito, I'm going to give it back to you for a moment. Tito?
Oh, you're talking with me?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry. I was listening to you so deeply, so focused, and but anyhow, yes.
What can you give her as lessons to use as a daily regimen for getting out of the levels of? And I do know that she suffers sometimes. Deal with stress and past memories, because we've talked before. So what lessons, what life lessons can you give her real quickly in about 3 minutes?
Okay. 3 minutes is the last for the life lesson. Right now, the first thing first, you, Mrs. Brown, you need to make a decision. What do you want to do with your life? You can die alone. You don't need anybody to die with you. So, and everybody else can die alone. Don't die for nobody. Do not die for nobody else. You need to, when we talk, wherever I was listening to the conversation, Gigi offers to you very good and healthy advice. Right now, what I would encourage is to focus on having a spiritual plan for your life. You try the human one, it doesn't work, or something doesn't go well with it. And my dear, it's everybody. Try the spiritual way.
Mm-hmm.
Try the spiritual way. You need to have a plan. And yes, as Gigi mentioned to you, I am more than qualified and experienced in everything, character-wise, to help you out on that. It's you are starting something new. Get started, right. Get going, get your mind engaged into building your new vision. When you, as you are going, you are also building you. Everything you're doing is to build you. When you're strong enough, you can take a look back here and then and say, man. But it's wrong. Right now, you are not in position to do that. All those things are too ugly. You need beauty. And you can create your own beauty. Why not create it? Because you didn't know that there are wisdom for that. Well, now you do. Let's move on and start planning it. How's that sound to you?
Exactly.
What is that?
I have
And I can. Okay.
Yeah. Go ahead. You can interject.
Oh, I was actually saying that one of the things that I have come up with what he was saying about, you know, my future creating a beautiful time, and this is what I have created for myself. I said, today is a new day. You can start fresh. You can wipe the slate clean. You can begin again. Today, I can embrace kindness. I can work for the common good. I can practice compassion. I can stand up for justice and love. I can listen with my whole heart. I can offer hope. I can live and love well. I can go for it. I can aspire for more. I can make a difference to be a change that I wish to see the world in my home happy place. So I've come up with things, you know, for myself to better me, to make sure that my future, like you said, I'm becoming a more beautiful me. I'm inspiring to be more great, to be my best me. So I'm doing that every day and reminding myself of when I get up. That today is a good day. Today I can do better. Today I can have better. Today I can love. I can embrace my future with a vision. Yeah. So I have come to that happy place. Yes, ma'am.
And that's a wonderful place to be, because self-empowerment and self-love are two of the greatest tools that we have that we can use freely to change our life, to change our path, to change our focus, and to have that positive energy, just bringing it in from the universe, meditating and concentrating on what your day will be like, knowing that you don't know what the future holds, but you know who holds the future, because that is yourself. And once you can incorporate all of that and everything that Tito has said tonight, everything that's possible, you can do. Anything that's impossible, you can also do. Never be able to say that I can't. Always say that I can. Never give up. And I know, just from knowing you as a person, I know that you never give up, because I know that you'll always find another way. But when you incorporate that self-love into yourself, knowing that everything in this universe has a reason for being here, so do you. No one has the right to take away your happiness. No one. And you shouldn't allow it anymore. You have to be very upfront with what you say. You have to be outspoken. Let people know exactly where you're coming from at all times, 24/7. Don't let anyone take advantage of you. Don't give your heart away to someone that you don't feel comfortable with. Make sure that person is who you want to be with. And what are those two magical words that we talked about before the show that's very important in a relationship?
Yes.
What was
the words that definitely we talked about was communication, which is so key to a happy relationship, and also time. I know that
quality.
I still love quality time. Yes, ma'am. Time is T-I-M-E. And I believe that's how a lot of us spell time. It's spell love. It's time, definitely. And
exactly.
I believe definitely when it comes to relationships, that's so critical.
Exactly. Well, we've got like 7 minutes in the show, and I want to give you an opportunity to answer another question before Tito interjects, before we close out. Knowing some of the questions I skipped because you'd already answered them in another way, but knowing the things that you know now, knowing the things that you know now, and you have to deal with them in your life, adjusting to them after your divorce, what advice do you have to give women and men who have similar experiences as yourself? I know that word is wrong. I have to order. I'm sorry. What advice do you have to give? Typos. What advice do you have to give to men and women who have similar experiences that are going through that right now? What can you tell them that will uplift them right now for those that are listening in? What would you say if you were in a seminar and you had to be a key speaker? What would be your approach to letting people know what they can do to be happier and adjust to, you know, having a divorce or going through a divorce or have already executed the divorce? What can you say? What advice do you have for them?
First of all, I would say, of course, like we just have mentioned, don't give up. Your future has a future to it. And your past, once your past is your past, let that die so you can live, your future can live. And I would say that there's a new beginning in that. That because of what you experienced, it doesn't mean that you can't have a second chance. I believe I'm so hopeful about my future now because of that, realizing who I am now and embracing who I am, loving myself for one is so important. And if you do even have the future of looking at your future as far as the divorce, just remember it is not the end. It's just a new beginning. So I tell people to push forward, learn who you are, learn what makes you happy, learn what makes you smile again, never tolerating what you experienced previously to cause that divorce. Learn from your mistakes. Learn from your issues that you did and don't repeat them, especially if they were a negative connotation. You know, to me, set a platform for your future to be different than how you had it in the past, because I believe there is a blessing in the lesson. And if you don't learn from life experiences, you can't push forward. So I would say to them, move forward, but move forward gently, move forward lovingly, move forward and knowing that who you are and what you are, and you're not going to settle for the mediocre, but that you're going to continue to have great, beautiful spaces of your life for now, and not look at the past as being even a negative, that you can look at it from all the positive that was within the marriage or the relationship. And like I said, again, take the blessings and the lessons, because there's always a lesson in a life experience. So whatever you can learn from it, not to repeat it again, and not to allow anyone to crush your spirit, like you said, to make sure that you are beautiful and you are loving yourself. For first love, you have to love yourself even to be able to love someone else. And I want to add to that, because we talked about this before as far as how you can have a better marriage or a better relationship. And I will say that, you know, the tips that I can always tell people is definitely learn one another's love languages. You know, make time for one another. Communicate your feelings. You know, making sacrifices for one another, though, because love is a sacrifice. And love is not a bunch of empty words. It's an action word. Laugh together. Learn to have each other's backs. You know, be respectful and kind to one another. Learn to listen to each other and talk through your problems with one another. And don't compare your past. Don't compare those past people that were in your life previously. Don't compare them, because you're different people. I would say get involved with one another and what you like to do together. Be spontaneous and just, you know, be thoughtful with one another. Create that intimacy and set goals together. You know, create a beautiful future for you.
Exactly. Beautifully said. Beautifully said. And remember that you can't fall off the floor. So you can't. That's my little joke for the night. You can't fall off the floor. But you can also, you can stand up and move forward. Dr. Lange has also said, the more and more you concentrate on the spiritual energies, the more and more you'll better yourself. And Tito, I'm going to hand it over to you for 2 minutes.
Okay. Well, Mrs. Brown, it is my pleasure meeting you, and I am so impressed listening to you in the last segment. You have it. You have a vision.
Mm-hmm.
You do, because mm-hmm. there are, you talk about a bunch of things that you love doing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, again, I will work with you on that too. You need to build within you the person can offer those without going bankrupt. You cannot be giving and share. Well, it takes energy to do anything. Even to be, you need energy. You cannot be investing your energies without anything that, other words, you invest your energies because you can afford it. You develop, you create love for others, for another person or other people. Each person is because you can afford it. The source of love energies, original, is spiritual. God is love. I will help you and walk with you towards creating and starting a very close spiritual relationship with the source of our energies. Now, because you're going to do that, here's what will happen. Instead of your energies, you share love, spiritual energies with everyone.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Instead
of your gratitude energies, you share gratitude spiritual energies. No one can use that, abuse it. It's like the ocean. More than that, let them, we are all human. People will make mistakes. Everything you see today will not be the same tomorrow, if they will exist tomorrow. Don't build on things that are not going to exist.
Right.
Build on the foundation of love. That's what some people have said. You build your house on the rock,
right,
not on the sand.
Mm-hmm.
If you choose to, cultivate within you a path, a spiritual path, through which love, spiritual energies would flow freely. You have nothing to do with it. It flows through you in touch, reach out to anyone, everyone. Like that, you are free all the time. We will talk. Hello?
All right. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is Gigi Adams-Evans, and you're listening to The Artist Law. My guest tonight is Ms. Demetria Brown. My co-host is Dr. Johnsonius P. Lodge, Jr., and you can find Dr. Lodge on his website, wisemindinstitute.org. You can also pick up one of his books, Wise Mind. What are the other titles, Tito?
Wise Mind and Who Are We?
Who Are We? Exactly. Sorry, I forgot that.
Uh-huh.
Don't cut my ears off for that one. blame the head, not the heart tonight. It's been a long day.
Right.
But you can find him at Wise Mind Institute. He's also a spiritual counselor. He counsels me as well. So look him up, wisemindinstitute.org, and you'll find him there. You can also find me on Instagram, QueenGG1015, if you'd like to go on a live interview with me and show your face in the place. You can find me there on Instagram. And also Tito is learning Instagram, and hopefully he'll be able to sign on with me sometimes as well on the live podcast. But if you have any questions, you can also email me at thejourneywearenotalone@gmail.com. And Tito, what is your email address?
JTito, LANGE, @gmail.com.
Okay. And we really appreciate your time tuning in. And we're going to close out with this song. As Demetra had already said, it's a new day for her. So we're going to close out with Celine Dion tonight. And I wish you all a very happy, happy evening. And remember to take care of yourselves and each other. Life is precious. Life is priceless. It's precious. It's like a rare jewel. And no one can take care of your life except for you. So remember to love each other, to pray for each other, to embrace each other. Never miss a day saying, I love you. It's very important. Never miss a day giving a hug. It's very important. And for people that are in divorces and going through divorces right now, I send my love, my hug, and my heart felt praise for you to be as strong as you are for those that are going through this stress period and time and realizing that there's life on the other side of the road. Tito?
Yes. Thank you so much for the opportunity that is being made available for us three to enjoy the dialogue that we have. I hope that others in our audience who are listening may have learned something or hear something that triggers something else, but all for the best. I ask Ms. Brown that you follow through on what we talked about, because you have it again. It is there. You got it. You're doing it, but things are everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Things are not structured. You need to have spiritual structure. We'll talk about those things, and I will help you out in Jesus' name.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to get in touch with Dr. Lange, that number is 786-985-7229, and we're going to close out with this song, A New Day Has Come By, Celine Dion, in honor of my guest, Ms. Demetria Brown. So thank you all. You can stay and listen to the song. You can sign out if you choose. Song will go on until the end of the show. So you guys have a blessed evening. Love to everyone. Take care of yourself. Celine Dion, A New Day Has Come.
I was waiting for so long for America to come. Everyone told me to be strong. And don't show me the through the darkness and loose I knew I'd make it through.
Right, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you so much for tuning in tonight to listen to my guests, Ms. Demetria Brown and Dr. Johnson A.S.T. Lodge, Jr. This is DJ Adams Evans again. I hope you enjoy the music, and we will see you again next Thursday. Call in. Give me an email. Shoot me out an email to thejourneywearenotalone@gmail.com. That's thejourneywearenotalone@gmail.com. And I'd like to say thank you, Ms. D, for tuning in with us tonight. And I hope that you have a wonderful evening.
You're welcome. Good night.
Good night.
Thank you.
Good night, everyone.